I'll quickly have the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Mick Fuller, on the line. Commissioner, thanks for affording me some time.
Good morning, Ray.
Fantastic effort by your officers with Australian Border Control and AFP this morning. 27 warrants executed.
Absolutely, Ray. December last year, Gang Squad State Crime Command commenced an investigation into rebels, outlaw motorcycle gang. They worked the investigation up, and because of an importation, Ray, we partnered with, as you said, Border Force and AFP, and over the weekend seized 1.4 tonnes of ephedrine, which is a precursor to making ice. And your listeners would be well aware of just, you know, the problem that causes, not just in Sydney Metro, but right across New South Wales. So to say it's a significant seizure, Ray, is an understatement. There's 12 serious criminals in the dock as we speak. 26 search warrants have been executed. Over $1 million in cash and firearms seized, Ray. It is certainly the biggest operation, you know, we've had for this year in terms of really cutting off the head of the snake of organised crime.
So, in other words, it started December 2016.
Yep.
It culminates today. You just said, I think, 12 are going to be put on the dock?
Yep, and certainly expect many more. But you're talking about a street day of over $500 million.
How much?
$500 million.
More than $500
million. $650 million of what they would have made as a street-level deal in relation to this. So this will have a significant impact on the supply of ice across not just New South Wales, but Australia, right? But look, it is a good example that whilst, you know, New South Wales Police had the lead in the investigation, but it is a good example how Border Force and AFP became an important part of the latter stages of the operation, and you know, as a result of that, you know, 1.4 tonnes of ephedrine seized over the weekend, and again, 26 search warrants this morning, and you know, many more to come.
In relation to the blokes before courts, are they all members of an outlaw motorcycle gang or not?
The majority are, but just to give you, you know, an example is, right, is that the criminal network, you know, involved people from Middle Eastern background, Asian background, and you know, Australian backgrounds, and this is the challenge that we face, yep, in terms of organised crime, is that there are no lanes anymore, Ray. There's a criminal organisation that people will come together for you know, to make these large importations, because unfortunately in Australia more broadly that there is a thirst for drugs.
So that's why you're going away from the ethnic-based crime gangs that you've been targeting through separate operations into a broader church, so to speak, to nail all of them.
Look, absolutely. If you think about OMCG 20, 30 years ago, right, they're white supremacists, you know what I mean? But now they are a makeup of people who, you know, half of them don't ride motorbikes anymore, right? It is about the organised crime. It's about, you know, drugs, the sale of drugs. It's about laundering money, extortions. It's a whole range of other crimes. And different individuals will opt in and out of these criminal enterprises. But, you know, it's an example of today that they're not above the law.
Well done, Commissioner, and well done to all the officers involved. Thanks very much
Absolutely.
For taking some
Thanks,
time. Mick Fuller, New South Wales Police Commissioner. Big story, that one. Big story.